We have another trimmer to talk about today, too.
Talk about a variety of things today, guys. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Two Beers In. I'm John Davies. I'm the one that's not shaving stuff as frequently as everyone else here.
He's going with the 70s style.
Yeah, I'm trying, you know. I can't grow it on my cheeks, but I've been
John,
trying.
John, I'm not talking life. About your face.
Oh, yes. Well, that's around. We'll talk about that momentarily. But I'm John Davies at WBNQ. We'd like to start things off, always going around the table and telling a little bit about ourselves.
I am Jeff from Keg Grove, and I just accidentally took a picture of myself trying to start my video.
Perfect.
It's a glorious picture, though. Yeah. I got to tell you, it's a keeper.
Caught him by surprise. We might be posting it.
I'm going to frame that in my mom's living room. Yes.
She would love that. I am Tyler from Keg Grove, and I
don't know how to start
I
the
figured
recording.
It out.
And he's awesome. Yeah.
Turn Did you take on. A picture too?
No, I'm not okay. I'm not that cool. I don't like selfies.
I like that you say cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you're cool.
Yeah, I am. Like to nobody.
And this week's guest.
I am Jeremy, otherwise known as Germ, from Meltdown Creative Works, here in downtown Bloomington.
Owner, what is your title?
I'm co-owner.
Co-owner?
Yes.
Okay.
My partner, Jerry, is a longtime friend and fraternity brother from college, and he lives in Lawrence, Kansas.
Wow. Okay. Did, ISU?
Yeah, we both went to ISU, yeah.
Was he here for a minute when the business initially got started and then
no.
moved back to Kansas? Or?
He has come on in the last 2 years as an owner to kind of like... So I'm what you call very... I'm the artistic side and very impromptu or, you know, I don't have a lot of business sense. I went to art school.
We know the feeling.
So, you know, it got to a point where I needed someone who had some business savvy to come in and kind of counteract my impulsiveness. And so I reached out to, actually, the funny story about this is I reached out on Facebook just to say I wanted to start a deli in downtown Bloomington because I think there needs to be a traditional
yes.
deli
Amen.
In downtown Bloomington.
Agreed 100%. Giant pastrami sandwiches.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Kosher
Dude.
Pickles. All
yes.
That, you know, like all that stuff.
100% in
yes.
on this.
Yes. So Jerry on Facebook saw this post and he was like, I'll invest in that if you do it. And I'm like, maybe, but what about this other company? Meltdown yeah. Creative Works. It took a little while, but he finally saw the vision, and now he's a business partner.
That's came cool. on.
Yeah.
Because you have Bloomington and Peoria. Right?
Yeah. Bloomington's our main production facility. We do sales and retail and all, you know, that kind of stuff. But Peoria is sales, retail, and we still have an event space over there too. Just no production right now, but.
Is that a COVID circumstance, I take it?
No, it's just we initially opened up, February of 2019. So we were sort of slowly working our way into the Peoria market. And then as the year came to a close, or as we moved into our second year there, that's when COVID hit. And we're like, well, we really can't do anything else here right now other
right.
than just send everybody home and hope things get better. But... I think ideally we're going to get to the point where we have some production there.
Super
so,
cool.
Yeah.
So
I know you were just here recently printing shirts for our anniversary party. Mm-hmm. That went pretty well. The next everything. Do you do that a lot? Do you go to a lot of different events and do the live printings?
Yes.
So you've always hooked us up.
Well, yeah.
It's been
I mean,
fantastic.
Yeah,
yes.
We never knew if that was just a thing like, hey, we can
yeah, right.
do this. We
don't right.
Like, we don't necessarily
Scratch
want to
my
do
back.
This.
Right, trade your beer for
no,
printing.
We definitely like to go out to events. We have started getting a little more picky and choosy about which events we would, will, you know, we'll do just because, you know, like, we have to make we have to pay people to be out there.
100%.
It's
yeah.
such a pain to take all the stuff out.
And the more established you get, then you change it. And the same thing for us with events. I mean, if it's not within the exact wheelhouse. So Side note on these beers, you've noticed we're cracking them right for the mic.
Yeah.
There's a subculture out there currently playing drinking games to our podcast.
Subculture.
We're assuming it's like four people.
Well, we have at least four confirmed people.
Okay.
And they're actually drinking beer for beer with us.
Can we call that like the crack club or something? Like,
that would not be a good club.
But it's like ironic. You know?
Good crack.
Right. Yeah.
It's a safe crack.
Yeah.
It's
still cracking.
It's a safe crack.
Well, the name's kind to be determined. Let's go TBD on the name.
Sure. All right. Yes.
But it's our little subculture, but back to where we were. Yeah, I mean, I totally understand you on that because it's hard. And I mean, just like for us, we've switched now at different events and festivals. We do cans only instead of dragging all the CO2
yeah.
and everything. I mean, it's not that we can't. It's just it's a lot. It's a lot of equipment. Just like you guys say, you got the heating part, the press part. I don't even know all the names, but I've seen all your equipment.
We have to make sure we have a dedicated power source, and that if that's going to be what they, you know, some the event provides, or if we have to bring our generator.
Yeah, right.
Because we can't just plug into every outlet, you know, any outlet, and expect it not, you know, our 20 amp dryer to blow the, you know, blow things if there's anything else on it. So there's a lot of specifics.
On a side note, on the dryer, I have heard stories. Pizza's cooked.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we've definitely it's not necessarily cooked, but we have definitely reheated pizza. I've totally reheated hot wings in it.
Nice.
You know, it's just
a versatile tool.
Yeah, exactly. When you're in this, you know, a little shop, it has like a crappy little bathroom. You got no kitchen, nothing, and you want to heat up some leftovers out of your little mini fridge. That's what you do.
I like
now,
it.
Now you're not in a crappy little shop.
No. You're in like an omega-vast metropolis.
Fancy.
Yes.
Like parking garage type
I know. It
deal.
Gives me like heart palpitations thinking about where we're at now.
Where are you for our listeners that might not know you have moved?
We moved two blocks southwest of our former location. We're at 216 Grove Street now. It's basically like right across from Beck Memorial Home. Mm-hmm. I would say. And then also, our new neighbor is a refined barber.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just east across the street of us.
Sweet.
So.
Yeah.
Austin's been a cool one.
Yeah,
good,
yeah. He's
good,
a great
good
dude.
Business.
Absolutely. I actually
There's
had my beard
about barbers being
Austin.
Close to the businesses, right? Like, we got bills down the street.
Yeah.
The parking lot.
Just hip-happening
well,
places.
You know it's also it's also a dying breed.
It is,
I mean,
yeah,
it's hard to find barbers. I mean, they're luckily in this town, I think we have a nice handful.
We have a very, very good selection of
But
barbers.
I know, like, yeah, back home where I'm from, I don't know if there's any barbers left.
You haven't lived there in a while.
Well, I haven't, but I have gone looking for a haircut before. Well,
haircuts and
scratch
having
that,
barbers different
scratch
thing.
That you, beard
what
cut.
What was the last time you looked for a haircut?
It was a beard cut. Once in a while, I have to look respectable. I don't own any respectable clothing anymore, but...
Yeah, the whole
that's, why should you?
Yeah, right, that's purchase on demand is what I look at it as.
Yeah. You know oh, damn mean? It, I got a funeral. I guess I better go buy
some. Black pants and a white shirt, right? Ooh, wedding. Black pants and a white
well,
shirt.
Right. Well, you found your cotton dress pants.
So, yeah, a couple years ago, a friend of hers got married, and they weren't cotton linen.
Linen.
Khaki linen pants.
All right.
And nobody knew this, but there's a drawstring, too, which is even more comfortable, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, oh, baby.
Is that
those
a
linen pants.
Yet?
Woo! No, we have cotton dress pants, but we don't have linen.
We do have cotton dress pants.
Linen pants are, it's on the list. We need a fruit to go with it.
Linen pants with drawstring.
Yes, that someday it'll come. It'll be here, yeah, but, ooh, those linen pants were nice. But they wrinkled something fierce.
Well, yeah, it's linen. It's
right.
Like you're sitting on your curtains, man.
Literally. And it felt like it, too, is all I got to say. I was the most comfortable person in there. You and your tire on your head
didn't
busting a rug out there.
Didn't see no ass sweat coming from over there.
That's right, you didn't. Because I was drinking scotch, sitting in my seat with my feet up, watching Tyler dance like a fool. A happy fool.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just like talking. It
he
only
masks
takes,
it well.
Yeah, it only takes Tyler a few beers to both talk and dance.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But, well, maybe it's more than a few. A few to talk.
It's usually not beer that makes me dance, though.
Some sauce.
It's got to be liquor.
Oh,
yeah.
Hence the scotch.
Yeah,
you know
that's
I mean?
Why we're not allowed to have liquor until after recording.
Yeah.
Well, that's because of bananas, too, John.
It's my safe word, you better.
Liquor. Liquor. I'm either dancing or fighting, one of the two.
I've been known to jump up on tables. So.
I like to sleep now.
Yeah.
So you guys move shops. Does that expand the capabilities of what you guys do?
You got to check out their equipment.
So, well, we moved from a 1,900 square foot space to a 5,300 square foot space, and we're actually about to get another 300 square foot of a corner that they cut out. They shouldn't have cut out, but they did anyways, and we're going to get it back.
Oh, score.
You're new, so Jeff and I, you took us around the mm-hmm. new space, right? And your shirt press, right? Is that the thing?
It's a giant with all octopus. The different screens?
So,
is that
yeah,
what they call it?
It's an automatic t-shirt printing for us.
Which looks like
tests,
the octopus thing at the fairs.
Yeah.
Like literally,
or our octopus.
Yeah, it's got 10 arms, and they all come up like synchronously. It's all and then come back down, and then it's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, none of you can see that. But you
know, no, I saw it in your arms. Nobody else may have seen this, but I saw it in your arms.
Popping and locking. You know?
No, I'll clip it. It'll be fine.
There it is. Popping and locking.
Popping and locking.
They're popping and locking. Zoop, 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 zoop.
Yeah.
We could all pop and lock it later.
Come to Meltdown. We will lock your shirt right out the door.
That's right. The new space has enabled us to buy some new equipment that it more than probably doubles our production capabilities. So.
But it's not just t-shirts. I mean, there's a delivery truck, van, hybrid,
they do, yes,
vehicle.
Graphics.
I mean,
yes,
yeah, do a wide
Beer Force
so,
One.
Beer
there's
Force
a table
One.
In said room that's got a logo on it.
Yes.
There's a banner on the wall. I mean,
there
like,
is.
Give me all of the options
so,
that you guys have as a business.
A lot of people don't know this, but actually the original incarnation of Meltdown was just a sign shop. There was no screen printing or anything. We started out as a sign shop, did that for like a year successfully.
What year was that? When did you
initially
get started?
So this was like 2004.
Okay.
It was Meltdown Graphics back then. So we did this, and we started actually out of my friend's garage and breezeway between the house and the garage.
All
so
the good businesses get started out of
do.
Garages.
Only the best,
like,
John.
Yeah.
Only the best.
The breezeway was our office.
Yes.
And then the garage is our production.
Well, I mean,
so.
Including Microsoft and Apple.
Right.
I mean,
the professionals do.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're only working
like
that. I mean, we're working that way.
Yeah.
We will. We got Microsoft and Apple in the room right
That's
here,
right.
buddy.
Nationally syndicated years from now. You
yes.
guys are flipping through the old episodes.
Yes.
Wow. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah.
That's right. John Davies, still our host, only just his head.
Yeah. John Davies, the new iPod.
Yes.
But back in the day, no.
But yeah, so like we did that for like a year out of his garage. Decided to upgrade to a little space in downtown Bloomington. It was literally just like a brick building that had a bunch of offices in it. We rented a 200 square foot space, and we decided to get some t-shirts made. We went to a company locally and got some shirts made. We were not satisfied with what we got nor the customer service of it. So we were like. And I'm very, very, very much so a DIY person. So, like, I'm just going to learn how to do it myself. I had done it a little bit in high school, done it a little bit in college. Like, let's just spend $2,000 and get a t-shirt printing press and all this stuff, and we'll just add that to our repertoire.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the cool thing with you guys is I don't know if we've had anything where it's like, we need to print it. I mean, like, the table,
mm-hmm.
the banners, stuff like that. Where we come to you and, like, could you do this? And you're like, yeah.
Like, I don't know if
tomorrow.
You've told us,
no.
Yeah.
So there's, I don't like to say that there's anything that we can't do, even if we haven't done it before. Like I said, I'm very DIY, so I want to try and figure it out.
Right. Yeah.
And if I absolutely can't get to the point where, within a reasonable amount of time that we can do it, then I will be like, all right, guys.
Yeah.
It's probably not going
to
happen.
Give me an example of something you've had to say no to.
Ooh.
That's a good question.
The 20,000 shirt order? No, I'm just kidding.
No, actually, we can't. Like, we could do that pretty easily now.
Mm.
We printed a 5,000 shirt order for the old hockey team at the Coliseum 1 year, but it took us a month and a half because we were doing it all manually.
Right.
But anyways.
Technology, but that's the new technology. Yes.
Back to the question in hand. Shoot. There's not much I say no to, really.
Sure.
It really comes down to screen printing on, like, metal
okay.
or, like, plastic. Like, we could do it, but we'd have to buy a bunch of like weird things, like
you've wrapped
solvent based like inks and really terrible stuff.
You've wrapped a car though. What are kind of the odder things that you've managed to successfully check off as completed?
How do golf carts go?
I haven't done a golf cart. If you guys, I can do it totally.
And there's the never say no.
Exactly. If you guys have been out to Grady's, I personally put all of the vinyl on all of their go-karts.
Oh, that's cool.
They all look like NASCARs. And I personally, and this is before Meltdown Creative Works, did all of those just by myself. So that was a fun project. Because I'm pretty sure there's still a Meltdown one out there with our old logo
on
and stuff like that. Flying eyeballs and shit. So.
And you guys definitely have some very cool graphics and designs. No doubt about that.
I mean, the biggest thing we want people to know us for is our creativity. You know, it's not like, you know, we're just getting into the full, like, rap stuff. And, like, we're definitely not claiming to be the best of that. You know, there's people out there who do that 100%. But we will give you ourselves, all of ourselves and all of our creativity, and like that's where I want people to know us.
Yeah, 100%.
I grew up in a fine artist, got into graphic design because I didn't want to work in a gallery, you know, and I didn't want to be a painter. I got a painting degree, decided I didn't want to do that for a living, went to graphic design.
Yeah.
And so then that's kind of where my passion is. Yeah. So art is always the passion. So.
No, that's cool. We did a beer together, and your robot design was super
cool.
Oh my
god, that
was
cool. So fun! And it was such a great beer.
When was that?
Pre-COVID, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
pre-COVID. So it was. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was It was for Small Business
Saturday
of 2019.
Like
that was
of
the Brown Porter.
Black
it could have been 20. It could have been 2000.
Was it 20?
Well, 19.
No, it was
19 right before 20.
It was
20,
right before 20. So it was a vanilla porter.
Yes.
It's just one of my favorite, like, cold weather beers.
Vanilla
porter just gets me. And I took our robot character Zero, and like made him like shivering.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It was cool. We called the beer Zero Degrees.
Yeah.
But. Yes, Jeremy. Yeah, they came up with it was fantastic. Yeah.
It was a great collaboration.
Yeah, we rebranded
it. I want to do it again. Let's do a summer one.
We got to do something. Because
100 degrees.
Well, so that was done on a test system back when we had a test system, and the conversion definitely wasn't the same. We tried it on the big system, but it also hit right then and there. COVID shut everything down on it, and there we were with like 7 barrels of a porter, of another porter, and for crawlers and. That's not the best thing to have in that situation, but it was okay. We made it. That's not the issue. It's just it was a little lighter when we did it on the bigger system. So we'll have to go back. We'll do a redesign and redo because it was a great beer off the test system.
We could do a second one, and I'll make Zero do like the Ghostbusters 2 where he's like this.
Oh,
I'll make
Zero
do like
this. I like that.
the number 2. So.
We can make it spicy and make it on fire.
Oh, we can add like a little cinnamon.
Short circuit.
Oh yeah, one of my
Channel
also
5
one,
is
also
alive.
One of my favorite movies as a childhood.
Yes.
Child.
Yeah. Have you watched it recently?
I would not say I've watched it in the last 2 years.
They have a new
right? No, I mean the original one. I did with my son, and it was not as good as I remembered.
Right?
Yes, some things
very
are
much.
Better left in our memories.
I did watch, and I don't know if you guys might know this, but I did
Still
watch
awesome.
Howard the Duck recently.
Oh, I loved Howard the Duck. Notice I put the ED on it.
it's kind of raunchy. Like,
yes.
You know, like I watched it with my son, and Jay's like, should he be watching
I mean, there was
this,
some cross-species action occurring in there. I mean, I'm just saying. Yes.
John's looking like...
I know of Howard the Duck. He's like
wasn't that John Lucas's
galaxy, right?
John Lucas's biggest flop, or George Lucas, not John.
Yeah.
I look at you,
is that
John.
Really George Lucas?
Yeah, that's George Lucas.
That's
not John Lucas.
Not John Lucas.
I thought you said John Wick. I'm like Howard the Duck is definitely not in John Wick.
No. Maybe he is John Wick.
Oh,
he's just transformed.
Don't Keanu. Talk about Keanu like that.
And
so
we digress.
I'm always curious names. Meltdown. That's a was it a bad weekend? And you're like, you know what?
can only go up from here.
I got one thing left right now before I have a meltdown.
I literally came up with his name when I was probably 26.
Because the graphic's cool. That's why I was curious. With the name and the graphic is cool.
I don't know necessarily. I can't necessarily remember other than thinking, like, oh, that's a cool name, Meltdown.
Right, you
know,
yeah.
And I've always had sort of a bad temper, so it made sense, too.
But you're into the music, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you're into a lot of music stuff, so.
Still rocking a band, too.
Yeah, right? The band is still going. We are...
Feel free to plug if you want to.
Plug away.
The band as Dirty Rotten Revenge. We play punk, old guy
punk
rock. Once
again, great name.
Well, you know, The songs were born out of a lot of anger towards people, and so the revenge made sense, and Dirty Rotten was...
Damn, like, how much
I mean,
music...
feel free to name a Kate Grove song. That's totally
sure.
cool.
How
I mean,
much
you
music
know,
did you make in 2020? Because you had to have
no.
a lot of that going on.
So, okay, so the band currently has, like, 9 songs in the works that were written throughout 2020. Only problem is, I myself have a terrible bout of writer's block.
Yeah.
And I write all the lyrics. So we've got the songs together for the most part, but
do you get that? So like the writer's block stuff, do you get that with drawing? You know, like because I always have a problem, and like I didn't go to college for drawing. I didn't do a lot of but like as far as like Jeff will come to me and he's like, hey, this is the beer name, draw something.
Yeah.
And like it catches me off guard and I'm like, I just, dude, like, right now is not the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but it
I'll figure it out. But it's just, like, it's hard to sit down for me.
And then one
and
week later,
yeah.
hey,
like
still
so
need
there's
that.
A lot of people who can, like, especially with artwork, they can sit down and they can start sketching and kind of feel it out.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah.
I have to, like, work the idea out of my head. Once I get something I think I like, then I start, like, going.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is for music with me. Like, I have to have, like, the built idea in my head before I even start writing the lyrics, because I want to tell a story through the lyrics, and I don't want to just start being like blah 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 blah, blah. Oh yeah,
right.
I kind of like that, you know, like so. And I think I'm really hard on myself as far as like I listen to a lot of really like intelligent songwriting and when I try to, you know,
right, like a T-shirt doesn't necessarily need to be
exactly,
right.
exactly. Yeah. I want my lyrics to be intelligent, so you know, like maybe I'm just not smart. I don't know.
I think it's just like anything. It's just suddenly like you find it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mean, even writing a beer recipe, I'll research the heck out of it. Doesn't mean I agree with it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, no, we're not doing this. And then other times, yep, we're good. It's good. I got this. It's good. But it's just, it may not be good in the end, but I think it will be.
Do you ever push through beers that you don't personally like the taste of?
All the time.
Okay.
All
right.
So that's the difference. So, well, right. So, truth is, I am not.
You used to like it though,
now? No, I have never been a fan of Holy Jeans. Huh. We, our wives were huge fans. Our friends were huge fans. There's tons of people that are huge fans.
Yeah, I drink it.
But it came about as a good idea, and it was a good idea, and it tastes good. It's just not my jam.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean I'm wrong or anybody else is wrong. It's just that's how it goes. And I mean, that one of the hardest steps to learn when we switch from homebrewing to doing it professionally is, it's not about you.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. Like, suddenly it's like, ooh, so, well, this is what we want. Oh, that doesn't matter. It becomes about what sells. And you can put a beer out there. It's always good to test a new one, and we're testing new beers all the time. But it's not necessarily like, oh, yeah, that's totally my jam there. That's not. And heck, it's tricky. But, yeah, I am just not a fruit beer guy.
Yeah.
I just – it's nothing against it. I like fruit, and I like beer. I just don't like fruit and beer.
I like fruit cups.
Yeah, right?
You know, a nice like yogurt on there with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But it's not a bad thing. I mean, Tyler's also shown me like how like when sometimes you just don't want to drink beer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And like part of our job is drinking beer. Like literally.
That's when Jeff drinks wine.
No. Well, you would think so.
No, that's one thing I will not
do. No, we don't do that. However,
no,
so
you're not ices downstairs? You guys aren't ices?
The problem is we drink everything like beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we stick to beer. But Holy Jeans has its place there. So if we're coming in and like, I don't want to drink beer, You have like one or two Holy Jeans, and you're like, okay, it's a good beer.
Yeah.
I really don't hate it.
Right.
It's just not my jam. But I mean, and there's other beers. Like, we have a Super Industrial Turbo IPA. It tastes great at a 4 ounce sample, but it is 9.1%.
But you guys were also
not my jam.
We got all this stuff in the back. What should we do with it? I know what we should do with it.
Well, that's what that beer was a culmination of a lot of leftover hops. I had a moment. Yes,
there's a lot of. So Mondays are usually like freak out days, right?
Well, yes.
Which we're recording on right now.
We're always out of beer.
So yes, or we're gonna be out of beer.
I freaked out today too. So hey,
But like I explained to everybody last week, because it's always I always say, hey, we're running out of beer, and everybody says that's what we say every week. I'm like, no. I've been preparing for you for when it's really gonna happen, and we're like on the cusp. It's happening.
We're seriously out of beer.
He's the apocalypse guy in the corner.
Yes,
like, Jeff will come up to me. And he's like, we're brewing 14 times this week. I'm like, okay,
that's not even possible.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say to you. That's not possible.
Well, all right. It's just
we're canning 3 days. We're brewing six. This is gonna happen. I'm like, dude,
it's not possible.
Yeah,
but I don't. Okay, so just like you don't like say no, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like say no either. We have clients that want kegs. We have customers who want cans. We have people that come here to draft. I don't want to say no, and it's hard. It just gets hard and. Things are, I mean, it's tight. Our distro list this week was sad, if I could even say that myself. It just, we didn't have a lot going, we don't have a lot available to go out. And that happens. It's just supply and demand, right?
Yeah.
You know, right now, summertime, let's drink beer. You know, this is the season, and we'll keep it up, and we're doing everything we can to, but there are some thin times sometimes.
Have you guys had many supply chain issues?
Yes. Tons.
Aluminum, right?
I mean, aluminum's the biggest. Can shortages. This week, there were plastic cup shortages. I've been trying for a month now to get new glasses. I'm on the fourth different brand of glass because they just can't get them.
Yeah.
They the sponsored two beer in glasses?
They are the sponsored two beer in glasses.
What are we looking for?
It's going to be a straight up traditional pint glass, but it'll be a much heavier, sturdy traditional pint glass.
Yes, for when you're listening at home and just having such a great time.
You get so excited, you can throw it against the wall and it'll break.
Well, no guarantees. If they do break, take them to Meltdown Creative Works, and you will get one
free
complimentary nothing.
One complimentary free 1-inch button.
Right. But no, everything. There's supply. I mean, sometimes we go to order grain, and one entire grain is out. So then you go to another company, and you're like, well, you got to pay for a whole pallet and all the shipping. So you're like, well, I might as well get at least a half a pallet, if not a full pallet. But I didn't really need that now, and it's just...
And there's a shelf life on that grain.
There's a shelf life on everything, right. And it's just every little thing. But I don't think it's unlike anybody else. I know you guys have had trouble with t-shirts and stuff. I mean, lots of different things.
So it's hard to find a black t-shirt right now.
So we've realized.
So black t-shirts, trucker caps, it's hard to find them, you know, right now. Especially there's some really nice Richardson ones that are everybody seems to like, and we're having a lot of issues.
I blame Richardson on that.
Yeah, I agree.
Personally, yeah. It's their fault.
Yeah. Keep up with everybody.
More.
You know, anticipate things opening back up.
Yes.
You know?
Unfortunately, I mean, it's overseas shipments.
That's what it is.
It's just all those things are locked up and slowed down, and it's not just our country that's going through shortages. You know, it was a global pandemic.
Yeah, it's a global situation,
and it's hard to look at that actually and be like, all right, it's global. It's not just our screw up and.
Well, in general, like, I think most people realize it's a global situation, but when it comes to something that directly affects them, they're like, nope, global.
You're right. No, you're not wrong.
I mean, it's hard to believe, really, of how much stuff is like, oh, this is a shortage, this is.
I knew
that. Was it Suez Canal? That circumstance threw a wrench into everyone's chain that, like,
I think that
people
boat
still
is
like
still
to
sitting
use...
out there, like...
Right?
No, but, like, that's still an argument for
it
me.
Is.
Some
it is.
yeah. patrons that like, oh yeah.
And sometimes, like, I mean, some
convenient.
Sometimes I feel like some businesses are sitting there sometimes always like, ooh, I have an excuse and I'm going to up all my prices for that reason.
I mean, you know, it's
my theory, as long as they come down, that's fine. And likewise for us, we've been struggling with that lately. I mean, what do you do? I mean, all of our costs, they're up 5% to 100%. And the last thing we want to do is pass it on to anybody. And
yeah.
there have been ups. And
you start a podcast and you just complain about it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
No, it makes us feel better about ourselves.
But, yeah, but the legit is, we don't want to do that.
No, right.
It's never the intention.
It's a business at the end of the day, but you're also good people.
It's
Jeff and I go back and forth about this all the time because he's he watches the numbers on stuff, and I don't. You know, not that I could care less, but I do care. But you know, and he's like, "Dude, we got to do this," and I'm like, "No."
It's like stay viable, or you know, like
And that's it. And it's just, it's like, I
would love to have like dollar beer Thursdays.
Yes,
right.
Just not possible. You know,
I'd love to distro beer as cheap as possible. It's just, and we try to. It's just. It's just hard right
I mean,
now.
Unless we could find a way, like, what was it? Elon Musk, like, lost millions or billions, right? On Tesla for how many years? Like, if we could lose money and still be okay.
No, you're losing money on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, we are, John. Thank you.
Elon Musk also came from a very well-off family.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
the old, you gotta spend it to make it, right? And he's done very well by himself. That may not be a
your scale's not his scale. You can't use that as an example.
We spend $10 and hope to make one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want
to work it, right? Like, no, we're all on the same page.
That's our scale stuff. I get it.
He spends $1 billion and hopes to make $1 million.
I've been one of those people who goes to the dollar beer nights. You don't want me coming to your dollar beer night.
Right. Service industry night gets wild.
I mean, I kind of like, I would love to have.
I was always at service industry night. Good nights.
I think this town is like, not officially, this is totally a off the wall thought, not an official thought. But this thought, this town
can't go back from this.
No, it would totally be hilarious if it had a industry speakeasy. Not anywhere near Keg Grove or affiliated.
I've never seen a service industry night advertised in town. So
well, you can't.
But I'm also not in.
So the problem is in Illinois, the happy hour law, you can't incentivize drinking.
Oh, okay. I never put two together. We talked about that 2 weeks ago, last week?
Next week. Next week we talked about that.
Time travel.
Like, you can have happy hours, but you can't, like.
So it gets really sticky, and I'm not going to lie, we've all made a mistake unintentionally, like, and then you fix it, but it's like...
Some of us may or may not have an alley door that we could or could not kind of slide into and be like, give us the passcode.
What's the password?
But you know, the service industry just deserves so much respect.
Yeah.
And they're out when nobody else is. They're out on Sunday nights and Mondays.
In the world of COVID.
Right. And it is... it's hard, you know, it's just hard. Like, this is a weird tangent example, but we just passed Memorial Day a little while ago.
And
I remember,
forget my time travel.
No, you're
going here with this.
Yeah. But Tyler, you looked at me and you said, you were talking to your wife, and she goes, "What do you mean? You don't have off tomorrow?" And we're like, "No, we're in the service industry. We have to produce beer and we have to work. And we're open." extended hours, in fact. And kind of, like, she was shocked at that. But, like, that's the difference. It's just, you know, what about those service people, though? You know, they also have to get a time off. Like, those people that are bagging your groceries or checking you out, they're there till, like, midnight.
Well, it's no difference with you, though. It's like, hey, we have this amount of shirts that are due Tuesday.
They have to be done no matter what.
Just because Monday is a holiday doesn't mean that, hey, right, we get to just kind of cook. It's fine. They'll print themselves.
I worked as a bartender for 7 years at the Rest in Peace Illinois Brewing Company. So I know full well what service people, industry people go through. And even pre-COVID, even before COVID, like, just the amount of things yeah. good and bad, you deal with, you know, as a person in the service industry.
Yeah. And now there's a lack.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a major shortage. And
I think they all kind of woke up, though.
Well, so, I mean, there was so... I look at it as an opportunistic shift.
Right, but
different
you also have to
happened.
Open the door for the people to...
Correct,
right.
correct. And, I mean, things happened and shifted, and they did. We've been very lucky. Most of our employees have full-time jobs and work for us on the side.
Right.
It's a little bit different gig. I mean...
Yeah, so technically,
I mean,
like, there's
yeah,
no lunch
I mean,
hour. Right,
right.
Yeah.
For the service industry, we're pretty on the passive side. I mean, we're not...
There's no food here.
Correct. And no long, crazy hours. I mean, but... There's so many places that are lacking. I mean, we feel bad all the time. Distill, a place we work with all the time. I mean, they've had to cut back on days, and I mean, we're all in it together. We may be competitors, but we're in it together. You know, there's more power together, and it just it kind of stinks. But I also get it, and
there's enough people, you know, in this area to service, you know, to come to
yeah.
patronize all of you.
There are.
You know, like,
100%.
So.
And they're all great people. It's just, it's going to be interesting to see how it just pans out
and
what happens. Because
right.
I don't want, I mean, nobody wants anybody to go out of business or anything. And I would never hope that happens.
Or
but
wish that upon. Yeah,
no,
was,
never.
We talked about that all the time. It was like, you know, they're offering you all these deferments and you can do all this stuff. And it was like, if you're the person that has the business, like, if we're, so like K-Grove, if we closed, I hope it's because we screwed it up.
Right.
Not because it was something out of our control.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's
yeah.
hard to say, like, COVID ruined us. Like, that
sure.
wasn't in any business owner's control.
Yeah.
You know, they just got shut off. And, like, you know, it's like, God, I hope that doesn't happen to anybody.
Right.
You know, because it's like, it's yours to screw up. If the, you know, what
you just said is so fact, it's so honestly honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, nobody wants anybody to screw up or mess up or go out of business, mm-hmm. but God hopes it's on my own.
Let me
or
be
our
the
own
one
butts,
to screw
right?
it up.
Yeah,
not,
you know, let us
not
be
the government
reason
or anybody else shutting
because
you down
that's
because
the
you can't work.
Worst, if it's not legitimately your fault, that's just not. That's, I mean. I don't
that's
know.
Life.
Well, it is, but so of. Like I taught American history.
You know, I mean,
that's
like,
communist.
But no, John, I like taught American history when I was an elementary school teacher, and I mean it's elementary level. But you know the American dream and everything. It was all
the
there.
American dream's very much dead.
Well, it is, but it's still there. And
but
everybody says, first off, you can learn from history.
I completely disagree with the fact that, like, we were talking earlier in the show, and this has, I mean, like,
no,
I guess we're on
let's
a small
roll.
Business tangent
this
now.
This is great, because I've never been a part of debate club,
but
and
like,
I was trying to be good at it.
You guys are all talking about shortages of things that you're relying on other countries to provide. And America's definitely got
like... I do not disagree with what you're saying.
Taking care of their
yes.
own... Making it happen themselves.
Yes.
Everyone wants the cheapest option as fast as possible.
And I'm not going to disagree with that.
This whole country is just like, yeah, get it to me in 2 days in prime. Awesome.
I'm
don't
not
going to
disagree.
The quality, the price, who got it there, and how much money does Jeff Bezos make without the taxes
right.
involved? Like,
yeah.
The escalade of the 1% compared
well, I mean,
to the
come
rest
on, man.
Of the country.
Amazon
but like,
Prime delivery is the bomb.
Yeah, it is. But like, the American dream of us
it's,
versus
no.
them and
the American dream is much harder.
Ourselves.
The American dream is much
yeah.
harder.
It's
it is
completely
much harder.
Shifted because the American dream is that flip side, other 1% of people that like, you know what? F this. I'm going to go do it on my own. And I know there are people in there, very much you guys
well,
doing what you're doing, going to make it happen. But like, unless everyone's in that mindset of like, I'm going to support the people that are doing the things that have to happen in
yeah.
when you're not able to do so.
So yes, I'm not going to disagree.
Within other circumstances,
however, I will tell you,
create your own web of things.
The
that
disagreement
support one another,
I have
you're
is
all SOL.
The disagreement I have is only that in the past 20 years, I feel it's gone from big business chains and all that. There's a major resurgence in small businesses. It's not easy, but there are a lot more out there. COVID, we'll see what comes out. I mean, COVID was an unfortunate thing. I don't blame it on anybody. It is what it was. But, I mean, just from my perspective as a consumer, there. I mean, well, of course. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I am on Amazon all
we
the
all
time.
Have Amazon.
That's what
right.
I do.
It is
that's
what
I do. I'm not gonna lie, and that's probably killed a lot of small businesses. And I am the reason as much as anything else. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. However, there are way more small business restaurants and breweries and distilleries.
There are a lot of national chain restaurants in this.
There
town.
Are.
Oh
there not as many as there
yeah.
were.
Yeah.
Not
no,
as
so
many
yeah.
as there
I mean,
were.
Prop up a brand new Texas Roadhouse on the
no,
floor.
No, but I'm going to tell you, yeah. not as many as there were. I mean, when I moved, I'm not a townie. And when I moved here, it was all chains.
I think the chains have gone down, like as far as like the amount of, and but they're still
oh they're still dominant.
They're still
yeah.
way dominant
yes.
in this town. Like,
yes.
Now the beer scene is definitely one of the big draws
yeah.
in terms of, hey man, you should come hang out this weekend. There's
right,
like
right.
four dope ass breweries in town that I can come take you to.
And
do
I mean,
a podcast with
honestly,
one of
them. Yeah, right.
We got like a whole room with posters, and, like a yeah. table. I'll give you a business card to make sure it's legit.
And that's, yeah. and that's another topic though. You're right. So it's not even about us. I mean, even us excluded, if I could tell anybody anywhere, I mean, Bloomington is becoming a destination place for breweries. It doesn't,
yeah.
we don't even have to include us in this conversation. There are three other fantastic breweries that offer totally different things. And, I mean, Distill is amazing.
Well, we say all the time how spoiled, I think, like, everybody in town is. And not to be, like,
judgmental.
100%.
Judgmental.
Like, yeah.
people
outside
in town,
of
but, like,
Chicago
oh, yeah.
on a scale level. Like,
yeah. everybody's like,
town
like
being.
Yeah.
between all the breweries in town, like, you're pretty spoiled. You know,
yeah.
go to a town, like, even within, like, square mileage, find breweries that can give you the quality of beer that you're getting with the range that you're getting. I mean, everybody, I think we've said, like, in like I agree with Jeff, take us out of the picture, but even with us not around, like, there's you can get something anywhere you go,
yeah,
and it's good to be good.
I've ridden my bike to all four breweries in one day.
Yeah,
right.
Name a place you can do that.
Yeah,
like, you
no,
know, outside,
yeah.
outside.
Right,
Chicago,
you're right.
Like,
it's close enough that you can. Of course, those of us who live here. Oh my God, that's so far.
Yeah.
We can't
yeah.
do
the
that.
The hardest thing, like being a townie, has always been like, you know, everybody wants to be Chicago without the inconveniences. You know, so
but the inconveniences are what makes Chicago Chicago.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
but that's the difference,
right?
Right. Like,
10 miles in 1 hour.
You,
yes.
you
well,
want to live?
The burbs aren't necessarily chic, you know.
No.
Right.
But the whole you want to live in a high rise and you don't have to have a car and you can get everything you want within a block.
And our burbs are like Kicks and Towanda and I mean other fantastic establishments right off the beaten path.
Game Day
I
Grill.
Mean, Game Day Grill.
Like how
Irish
phenomenal
Circle
of a
Opella.
Restaurant would that be in
oh.
Chicago?
I mean, Game Day would be killing it. Do you see their giant? Giant smoked brats this weekend.
I haven't seen
them. Oh,
three
dude.
Weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, 3 weeks ago. Not bad, not this weekend.
The whole time traveling thing, like, you know it before it happened, right?
yeah.
No,
I mean,
but I agree with you guys. There are the Bloomington Normal is very, very robust with great, great beer. But from what it, and I've worked with most. All four of the breweries, and I personally, to me, your beers, the flavors of your beers, what you come up with, hit my palate right.
Well, we like that.
So,
yes.
but in
well,
terms
but,
of
you know, like,
but we try to. I mean, our goal is approachable beer.
Yeah.
Well, our goal is never to blow your mind. Our mind is to be palatable and easy.
Yeah, in our mind, we're boring.
Well,
because
well,
that's what we
and,
drink is boring.
In some beer
like,
drinkers'
no
minds,
offense.
We're boring. There's
yeah.
no offense. It's
no
cool.
Offense taken.
I like our beer because I kind of like to be boring sometimes, Sean.
Holy jeans. It gets the job done.
Or another beer.
As they say, it gets drunk.
right.
Yeah.
It will, yes.
I mean, that was always our thing. It's like, there's a reason why certain big breweries make billions of dollars a year.
Right.
Because you drink 30 of them at a time. You know,
I do
yeah.
love Holy Jeans.
Not
yeah.
everybody drinks 30 at a time, but
the
a couple
good
people.
Ones
but Tyler and I, we
the
just no, we never
do.
Would. We never would. No,
drink
we would never
responsibly.
yeah,
and at Keg Grove, we do not ever overserve.
Never.
Yes.
Those
never.
Are facts, gang.
But at two beers in, that's another story.
Just two beers. That's all you get.
Yes, two beers per episode.
Those additional plus can openings are just sound effects added for.
Well,
texture.
Some people need to catch up.
Right.
We do have extra listeners all the time.
You never know who's got a pitcher.
Yes. And you never know who's in the room.
Like we said, we need a soundboard.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, you guys are drinking slow today because you're probably hungover. It's like, just push a button.
I mean, it's all a toast, baby.
I can do whatever I want. You want to sneeze? I'm going to make you sneeze.
Right. It's like a Ferris Bueller's episode.
Tyler just shit his pants. He's got a...
Wait, no. That's not just a story.
I don't know.
I did not shit my pants.
No, Tyler would never shit his pants.
At least not in the room.
Or here.
This bus throwing didn't mean for it to go as far as it did. I mean,
sometimes it happens, though.
Shit does happen, which is why we ask you to tune in every single Friday for a brand new episode of Two Beers In. Once again, make sure you guys are following along Facebook, Instagram, Two Beers In. But
ooh, and social, John, check out those ball shavers.
Yes.
Because we like a little... oh, yeah, smooth those balls.
Even hear it.
Act as if your microphone were a patron of a...
There we go.
Oh, yeah. There it is. That's what we want.
That sounds pretty.
Wow, it's like it's not even clipping the skin.
Yeah. No, it's like the sensor technology. They know how to not...
Has zero hair on it now.
I know. This microphone is the bomb diggity.
That's incredible. Where can I get one of those, Jeff?
I believe it's at shavemyballs.com /
smooth my balls.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Shave my balls. That's offensive.
My bad. It's the other place.
Smoothmyballs.com/2beersin, TWOPEERSIN. Get yourself 20% off when you use promo code 2beersin. You got your ball shaver.
The vacuumer. The vacuumer. What's that called?
What was that guy called? We couldn't.
It's not suck cut, is it?
Suck cut. Get a load of this guy, Cam.
You said pubes.
I know we had it before we kicked off the show.
You got to hurry this up because I got to pee, Joe.
Two beers in. Smoothmyballs.com/2beersin. Check them out for yourself. A wide variety of products to keep yourself as smooth as Jeff's head. We'll see you next week.